Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Dalid. We left off on Bava Metzia daf Gimel Amud Beis, I think. I think we're up to five lines from the bottom. Ella Asya. Yeah. So we were in the middle of discussing Rabbi Chiya's din. Rabbi Chiya had a din, and there's going to be a Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa and Rabbi Chiya Basraisa, the Gemara is going to refer to. We only had the Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa so far. And that is Rabbi Chiya's din on daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Chiya had said that while we know that normally Moda B'Mitzas, there's a Chiyuv Minat Torah to take a Shavua, in the case of Moda B'Mitzas, what if it wasn't Moda B'Mitzas, but there were Edim B'Mitzas? There were Edim to part of the Chov, and I was Kofar HaKol, I was Kofar the entire Chov. So Rabbi Chiya had a din that too is going to be Mechayv Shavua, just like Moda B'Mitzas. And Rabbi Chiya had two ways of supporting his din. One was a simple Kal V'Chomer, and the Kal V'Chomer is that if my own Hoda'a B'Mitzas could be Mechayv Miyashvua, then for sure Edim B'Mitzas could be Mechayv Miyashvua. And the second was a Raya from our Mishnah. We're going to attack each one separately. So we were in the middle of attacking the Kal V'Chomer to try to figure out what exactly the Kal V'Chomer was. So we had suggestion number one. There are going to be three suggestions in total to explain what exactly this Kal V'Chomer is. Suggestion number one we had yesterday, that the Kal V'Chomer is that, look, if Piv cannot be Mechayev you money / Knas / Karban, whatever it is, cannot be Mechayev you Knas, let's say, still could be Mechayev you Shvua. Edim, which can be Mechayev you Knas, should for sure be able to be Mechayev you a Shvua. And the Gemara had five possibilities of what exactly the precise Kal V'Chomer from Piv was. That it's saying about Chashva Azama, Edim Yashava, whatever it was. Five possibilities of how to reject that Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara had five possibilities of how to reject that Kal V'Chomer, how to show that Piv, in fact, is not Kal. Piv has a chumrah, and that's why Piv could be mechayev you a shavua. Now we're moving on to possibility number two in terms of what the Kal V'Chomer is. So says the Gemara, Ela Asya me Eid Echad. So maybe the Kal V'Chomer is not from Piv, the Kal V'Chomer is from Eid Echad. Uma Eid Echad she'in mechayev o'mamam. Mechayev o'shavua, even Eid Echad, which cannot be mechayev you any money, can be mechayev you a shavua. Meaning this is also one of the Shavuos d'Oraisa, that if an Eid Echad testifies that I owe somebody money, but there is no second aid, so then I'm mechayev to take a Shavua about it. So just like an Eid Echad can't be mechayev me money, but can be mechayev me a Shavua, Eidim, shemechayev noso mamon, two Eidim who can be mechayev me mamon, and within shemechayev noso Shavua, should for sure be able to be mechayev me a Shavua. So the Kal V'Chomer, to support Rabbi Chiya's din, that when you have Eidim and Mixos, you chayev a Shavua, is not a Kal V'Chomer from Piv, it's really a Kal V'Chomer from Eid Echad. That Eid Echad could be mechayev you a Shavua, even though it can't be mechayev you mamon, so that which can be mechayev you mamon, namely Shnei Eidim, should for sure be able to be mechayev you a Shavua. Now there is a Chakira discussed in the Achronim, learning Misach Shavuos this year, so I believe it's Reb Chaim in the Stencils, and the Primosha also in his Sefer on Shavuos, not on Misach Shavuos, on Shavuos Mamon, so they have a Chakira about how we view the concept of Eid Echad being Mechayev Yu Shavua. Meaning the halacha, generally speaking, is that an Eid Echad comes, testifies that I owe money, so I'm Mechayev to take a Shavua that I don't owe the money if I want to get off the hook. What if I don't take the Shavua? So if I'm Mechayev to take the Shavua that I don't owe the money and I don't take the Shavua, then obviously I have to pay the money. So there's a Chakira in the Achronim, how do you view what an Eid Echad is Mechayev? Do you say that an Eid Echad be'etzem is really mechayev a Shavua, and it's just that if I don't want to take the Shavua, there's a penalty that I have to pay up, which is, I guess, the Pasha Pshat? Or do you say, no, be'etzem an Eid Echad is mechayev me money. The only thing is, because he's only an Eid Echad, I get an out, the Torah gives me an out, an escape clause, that I won't have to pay the money if instead I agree to take the Shavua. But be'etzem, really, what the Eid Echad comes to do is to be mechayev me mamon. And there are nafkaminas, we'll see maybe as we get into the Gemara what nafkaminas might be. But certainly the lashon of the Gemara in this Kal V'Chomer would seem to suggest like the first tzad. Because what's the baseline for Eid Echad? That an Eid Echad is not mechayev mamon, right? According to the second tzad, an Eid Echad is mechayev mamon. You just have an escape clause. You can get out of having to pay that money by taking the Shavua. Now, the Kal V'Chomer logically would work either way, meaning even if you say like the second side, the Kal V'Chomer would work on a logical level. They say, look, that an Eid Echad can't force me to pay money, practically, because I could always take the Shavuah, and yet he can be mechayiv me a Shavuah, right? He can force me at the very least to take a Shavuah, as opposed to Shnei Edim, who can force me to pay money, should for sure be able to force me to take a Shavuah. Okay, so that's the limud of the Kal V'chomer. Says Gemara Vayter, Malei Erechad Shekein Al Mashem Hu Meid Hu Nishba. You can't learn from Erechad, because the Shavuah that I'm taking based on Erechad is on what he testifies about. Meaning he can be mechayiv me a Shavuah that he's telling the truth, that what he said, that the part that he's speaking about is true. Meaning he comes and he says, I owe the full $100. So what's my Shavuah? That I don't owe $100. So that's why he can be mechayiv me a Shavuah, because the Shavuah is going to directly address his claim. But Tomer Be'edim, Shalmasha Kafar Unishba, what are we trying to derive from that? We're trying to derive from that a case where two Edim say that I owe $50 and I'm going to have to swear on not on those 50, those I have to pay. I'm going to have to swear on the other 50 and say that I don't owe the other 50. Well, to be mechayiv me to swear about something that they didn't even speak about, that they didn't even testify about, so that's already a leap, that's already a jump. So says the Gemara, that's an invalid Kal V'chomer. If that's what Rabbi Chiya's Kal V'chomer was, from Eir Echad, it's an invalid Kal V'chomer, because Eir Echad is only mechayiv me to swear about that which he testified about. The Shnei Edim are trying to be mechayiv me to swear about that which they did not testify about. So says the Gemara, Elam Rav Papa says, we have to have a third possibility of what the Kal V'chomer was. Again, possibility number one is that it's a Kal V'chomer from Hoda'as Piv. Possibility number two is that it's a Kal V'chomer from Eir Echad. And now we say possibility number three, that the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Chiya really was Asimi Gilgul Shvua Eir Echad. It comes from Gilgul Shvua of Eir Echad. That the halach of Gilgul Shvua is that if an Eir Echad is Mechayiv Mi Yeshvua, Eir Echad testifies against me, is Mechayiv Mi Yeshvua, and then there's something else that the guy wants to make me swear about, but it's something that he couldn't be mechayiv me to swear about independently. Once he has me swearing anyway, because of the Eid Echad, he can have me swear about other monetary dealings that we've had, where technically, as a standalone, he would not have been able to make me swear about those things. So once I'm swearing anyway, he could be megalgel on me another Shavuah. So what's the Kal V'chomer? Mal Gilgul Shavuah de'Eid Echad, Shekein Shavuah Gorer Shavuah, Tomer Be'edim de Mamon. I'm sorry. So that's the Kal V'chomer was already said. Now we're trying to blow up the Kal V'chomer, right? So the Kal V'chomer is from Gilgul Shavuah de'Eid Echad, that in Eid Echad you could be Megalgel Shavuah, right? If you look at Rashi, Im Nischayev Lo Shavuah al yidei Eid Echad, Kida Amrinan, if you can, if one is Chayev Shavuah through an Eid Echad, V'haisal of Taina Acheres Shalom Aisum Talsal of Shavuah. Plus, he has another claim against me that he did not, that I was not chayiv a shvua for, megalgal in osa im shvua zos, where he's megalgal that together with this shvua that I'm taking, v'nishpal shnei, and I swear on both of them, to gilgal shvua do raisahi, to alfilu megidusha miva amri isha amein amein. So, and gilgal shvua is a concept do raisa, it works do raisa. Harei shal mashalo heyid ha'ed, meaning this is resurrecting possibility number two. Possibility number three is just making a small tikkun in possibility number two. What was the Kal V'chomer in possibility number two? The Kal V'chomer is, if an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah, then for sure Shnei Edim should be able to be Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah. And we said, no, we slugged that up. We said, when an Eid Echad is Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah, he's Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah on exactly what he's made about, as opposed to Shnei Edim are Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah on what he wasn't made about. Says the Gemara, no, you can have an Eid Echad who's Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah on what he's not made about. How can you have an Eid Echad be Mechayiv Mi Yeshvuah on what he's not made about? Through Gilgal. He's being made that on January 1st, I borrowed $100, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, say Nachinami, on that Shavuah, so Reuven's only going to swear on exactly what the aid was made about, on those $100. But once he's swearing about those $100, he's also going to swear about the minor business issue we had on February 1st and on December 1st and on a whole bunch of other things that he wants me to swear about, which the aid did not even say a word about. So you see that by Shavuah Seir Echad, sometimes you also have a concept of being mashbiyah, of swearing about something that the aid did not testify about, and therefore we resurrect the Kal V'chomer of Eid Echad. That if an Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Miyeshua, then for sure Shnei Eidim could be Mechayiv Miyeshua. Says Gemara, no, not still not a good Kal V'chomer. Because Mal Gilgul Shvua De Eid Echad, Shekin Shvua Gorer Shvua. Tamar Ve'edim D'mamar Kom Mechayivi. So he says, how can you learn from Shvua Se'ed Echad, how can you learn from Gilgul Shvua Ve'ed Echad, the Eid is not Mechayiv Mi the Shvua. In the Gilgul Shvua Ve'ed Echad, it's the first Shvua that's Mechayiv Mi Shvua. Meaning in the Eid doesn't know anything about these other cases that he's throwing on top of me to testify about, that all of a sudden to swear about, that all of a sudden I have to swear about. It's not the Eid that's causing it, it's the Shvua, the fact that I'm already taking the first Shvua that's causing it. If you look at Rashi, Shkein Shvua, Gorer Shvua, Eid L'chivo Shvua, Elal Masha Heyed. The Eid is only Mechayiv Shvua on what he testified about. V'ashvua gorer shvua tomer be'edim alalu she'hachamishim she'idu he mechayv nosu l'shalim vein kan shvua ligror al yada shvua al ashar. And in our case with the two edim, right, where you have two edim saying that he owes him $50, there is no existing shvua to cause a new chiyuv shvua. You only have a chiyuv shvua by Eid Echad on what they don't testify about if I already have a chiyuv shvua anyway. But by the two Eidim, you don't have an existing chiyuv shvua. So says the Gemara, okay, so now we're going to have to go back and we're going to have to say that we're going to, between, although neither of these, neither Hodas Piv nor Eid Echad is a good enough source to derive a Kal V'chomer, that Shnei Eidim, Eidim B'miksas, is going to be Mechayiv Miyeshvua. Maybe if we combine the two, we combine Hoda'as Piv with Eid Echad, maybe between the two of them, we could come up with a reasonable limud that Shnei Eidim B'miksas is also going to be Mechayiv Miyeshvua. So says the Gemara, don't tell me that just because there's another Shvua already in place, that's why I'm Chayiv the Gilgul of the Eid Echad, because Piv Yochiach, by Modi B'miksas, where I'm testifying, where I'm swearing rather, not about what the guy, I'm swearing about what I was kofer, right, about the part that I denied, and nevertheless I'm being nishba, right? So you see from Piv that you don't, that the only reason is not just because of a shvua. It's not the shvua that's being mechayev a shvua. So Zmar, well, mal piv shkenin about hachasha. Yeah, but by Piv there's no hachasha. Meaning the reason why we can't derive from Piv for two Eidim to Shnei Eidim is because in the case of Shnei Eidim can always be hukchash. If you have another two people come to court and say that these guys are liars, then we're going to throw them out. But as we said before, Hodas Piv, you're never going to throw out. Two Eidim could say that I don't owe the money, but if I was Moda that I do, so then Hodas Baldin is Kamei Eidim Dami. You can't undo my Hodah. So it says, yeah, but Eilechad Yochiach, Sheyesh Lo Ba'achash Mechai V'Shvua. Don't tell me that the only reason you're Chai V'Shvua is because it's Eino Ba'achasha. The only reason Piv can be Mechai V'Shvua is because it's Eino Ba'achasha. Because you see, Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Miyeshvua, and Eid Echad is Ba'achasha, right? So you see that just because it's just because something is Eino Ba'achasha, that's not the motive, that's not the factor that causes me to be Chayiv Shvua, because Eid Echad is Ba'achasha and causes me to take a Shvua. But still, you can't derive Eidim being Mechayiv Miyeshua directly from Eid Echad being Mechayiv Miyeshua, because as we said, Eid Echad is Mechayiv Miyeshua on what he testifies about. Shnei Eidim are not Mechayiv Miyeshua on what they testify about in our case. We're trying to establish that the Shnei Eidim should be Mechayiv Miyeshua on the part that they didn't testify about. They were Shnei Eidim B'miksas. Well, says the Gemara, yeah, but Piv Yochiach. But you see by Piv that you don't have to take the Shvua on that a shvua is not necessarily on something that an aid has testified about. That Piv is going to be mechayiv miyeshvua on what I wasn't moda, right? On what I didn't admit, on what the testimony was not about. So you see that there could be a chiyuv shvua on what the testimony was not about, assuming Piv counts as testimony. So you see that you can't derive a Kal V'chomer to tell me that if Reuven tells Shimon he owes him $100, Shimon denies the whole thing, and two Eidim come and say Shimon owes $50, you can't be Mechayiv Shvua in that case based solely on a limud from Eid Echad. nor can you derive a shvuah in that case based solely on a limud from a das piv. But you put the two together, hatzalashav shebehen shalidei tainu kfirahin boin v'nishba, the tzalashava that they have is that they both come about through a taina and a kfira, through some sort of claim made against me and some sort of denial, and you see that there's a chiyuv shvua in both case of Adas Piv and the case of the Eid Echad, afanei av yedim shalidei tainu kfirahin boin v'nishba, so too by yedim, where it's a kfira, a taina and a kfira, that Reuven says Shimon owes him money, Shimon denies it, and you see that there's going to have to be a Shavua. So that's it. So it's from the Tzad HaShavah that we derive both of them. Now the Gemara said that Eid Echad is Yeshno Ba'chasha, that the reason why we can't derive directly from Eid Echad to Shnei Eidim, why we can't derive directly from Piv, to Shnei Eidim is that Piv is Eino Ba'chasha. But we said, yeah, but you see, you can be Chayav Shvua in the case of Yeshno Ba'chasha from Eid Echad. So says Tosos, Eid Echad Yochiach Yeshno Ba'chasha Uba Azama, says Tosos, Shapir Gardas Hacha Uba Azama. We're not just mentioning Achasha, we're saying that an Eid Echad is included in Azama as well. So in our gears, we don't have that. It just says Ba'chasha. Why don't we have that? Because if you say to an Eid Echad that you were with us at that time, we don't do Kasher Zaman to an Eid Echad. There's no such thing as Kasher Zaman to an Eid Echad. So it makes sense not to have Azama. It says Tosos, now it's okay to have the Gears of Azama. Why? Kivin Shalidei Azama Dipuro Batel. Because Azama does accomplish something. You can't be Mazim the Eid Echad in the sense that you're going to do to him Kasher Zaman Lassos Yachiv, but you can do Azama to an Eid Echad in the sense that you're going to apostle his testimony. So therefore, the word hazama is not out of place over here. I, Fractosus, Vein Lahachos, Malik, Piv, Shekeinene, Mashalim, Ba'azama, Tomer, Be'edim, Shem, Mashalim, Ba'azama. Okay, so then why don't we pick on that point? Why don't we say that the reason why by Piv we can't arrive to Edim is because Piv is never Mashalim, Ba'azama. But Edim are Mashalim, Ba'azama. And then you're not going to be able to say Erechad Yochiach. Kima is already the answer. Meaning, the point is that you see that the way the Gemara set up the limud, it was easy to just say Eid Echad Yochiach. We wanted to say, well, you can't derive Shnei Eidim from Piv because Piv is not subject to Azama and Shnei Eidim are. So Gemara says, yeah, but Eid Echad is subject to Azama, and yet it's still Mechayev Shvua. So therefore, you see the fact that something is not subject to Azama is not what is Mechayev the Shvua. Even something that is subject to Azama is Chayev and Shvua. But Fractosos, maybe if we just would have worded the Lima differently, we would not have been able to say Eid Echad Yochiach. Maybe the way we should have worded the Lima is as follows, that if Piv is never going to get a chiyuv of Hazama, he's never going to have to pay because of Hazama, and maybe that's why Piv is Mechayev Shvuah, that's why Adalas Piv is Mechayev Shvuah, because it's something that never is going to have to be chayuv to pay because of Hazama, so you can't learn anything to a case of Tu'edim, because Tu'edim will have to pay because of Hazama, and therefore maybe they cannot be Mechayev Shvuah, and then you cannot say Eid Echad Yochiach. Because Eid Echad also will never have to pay because of Azama. I'm sorry, Eid Echad, also will never have to pay because of Azama. Kimasha Eid Einu Meshalim Kshu Muzam. He says, no, the fact that an Eid doesn't pay when he's Muzam, Einu Chumra. That's not a Chumra. Elfisha be Eiduso Einu Mechayv Amamam. The reason why an Eid Echad doesn't pay when he's Huzam is not because it's a special Chumra of Eid Echad. The fact that an Eid Echad is Mechayv Shua is not a result of the fact that he doesn't pay when he's Huzam. It's not a Chumra of Eid Echad. Why doesn't an Eid Echad pay when he's Huzam? It's because he wasn't being Mechayv anyone any money. He didn't cause anyone to pay money himself. So there's no Kasher Zamam. So you say, that's why he doesn't pay when he's Huzam. So the Eid Echad is included in Azama even though he's not included in Kasher Zamam because he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't being Mechayv Mamon with his Eidos. But he's still included in Azama in the sense that if we come and we're Mazim him, it's going to blow up his testimony. And we're going to suggest that the Eid Echad is not Ba'azama as a pircha on the Tzad HaShavah, because whenever you're asking a pircha on the Tzad HaShavah, you can ask even not the greatest pirchas, and that's okay. Rabbi Chia says to us, and this is an important line, afilu al ma'atzad lo parachle, mishum d'ma she'enu mishalim ha'eid, kishamuzam Zehu griuso lufi shelo hayakoch beiduso l'chayiv mamon. The fact that an aid doesn't pay, an aid echad doesn't pay when he's huzan, says Rabbi Chiya, shows his weakness, because it shows that in his edus he couldn't be mechayiv mamon, that he had no ability to be mechayiv mamon. Now this goes back, this comment goes back to the chakiru we said before. Is that true? An aid echad has no ability to be mechayiv mamon, or it's just that an aid echad has the ability to be mechayiv mamon, but you have an out. Tos is suggesting it's a greusa, that the that it's a weakness in Eid Echad, that the Eid Echad does not have the ability to be mechayiv mamon. So the Tos discusses whether or not that's in fact true. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So you want to derive from Tzad HaShava, Mal HaTzad HaShava Shben, Shekein Lohuch Sakafran. Tomer Be'edim Shekein Lohuch Sakafran. Well, wait a second. Look at both cases of the Tzad HaShava. What are the two sides of the Tzad HaShava? You have one where a guy is Moda B'Miktas, and one where you have an Eid Echad Kenegdo. In neither of those cases do we know for sure that the guy is a liar. But in the case that we're trying to learn too, which is a case where the guy says, I owe you nothing, and then Adam say, no, you owe him 50, we know for sure you owe him 50. Well, what do we know about this guy? We know for sure that the guy's a liar. How do we know the guy's a liar? Because there are two Adam against him that say that he owes at least 50, and he denied the whole thing. So if we know that the guy's a liar, how are you going to even let him swear? How are you going to trust him to swear? I understand if I'm Moda B'Miktas, you're going to make me swear. You don't know that I'm a liar, and therefore my swear means something to you. But if you already know that I'm a liar, so what do you mean? You're going to make me take a Shavua? I'll lie when I take a Shavua too, just like I lied the first time. So says Gemara, Ube Edom Mihuch Sakafran. Really, just because Edom come and say I owe $50, that makes me a liar? V'am Ravidi Barav, and I'm Rav Chista, Kofer B'Milve, Kashal Edos. Meaning, it makes me a liar on that detail. Does that mean that I'm going to be chashon on a shvua? That you're not going to believe me to take a shvua? Didn't Ravidi Baravin teach us that if someone denies a loan, a monetary loan, he's still chashon la'edus? Why? What passels me la'edus? It's not the fact that I once lied. Once lying in my life does not passel me la'edus. Everyone would be passel la'edus if that were the case. No, passel me la'edus is if we know I lied about a monetary matter for no reason other than to lie. Meaning, I lied about a monetary matter in a way, not for no reason other than to lie, in order to try to steal, in order to try to get extra money for myself. But if the reason I lied was because I wasn't trying to steal, but rather to stall, I was just trying to buy some time, and I did definitely plan on paying back eventually, so then it wasn't a malicious lie. I'm only going to be pasulados if the lie was a malicious lie. So says the Gemara that Rav Chis says if you're kofer b'milve, you're kasher le'edus still. Because why did I deny that I borrowed money from you? Because I have since spent that money. I don't have it on me now. I'd really love to pay you back. I just don't have the money, so I need to stall for some time. Is that malicious? No, it's not malicious. It's wrong, but it's not malicious. But pikadon pasulados. If I lie about a pikadon, you lent me something and I say I don't have it, and it was an item that I wasn't allowed to sell, I wasn't allowed to give to anybody, right? I'm still supposed to have it, and then I deny ever borrowing it, that's malicious. So then I'm going to be pasul eidus. So says Gemara, okay, we'll try again to blow up the Tzad HaShava. Ela parachachi, let's try to destroy the Tzad HaShava as follows. Mala Tzad HaShava Shben, shekein einun b'toras hazama, tomer be'edim, sheyesha b'toras hazama. Both cases of the Tzad HaShava have nothing to do with hazama. When you're moda, when you have oda as piv, you can't be huzam. Eid Echad, Tosos already foreshadowed this earlier, Eid Echad can't be huzan. Tosos pointed out, yes he can, you just can't do kasha zamam on him, but as Tosos said, when it's a svara koldahu, any sort of minor question, even if it's not really a strong one, is enough to blow up a tzad HaShava. So, but an Eid Echad is not in the full parsha of hazama, as opposed to shnei edim, which are in the full parsha of hazama. Says the Gemara, hello kasha, no, that's, you can't even ask it as kasha, Rebbe Chiya Toros hazama lo parach. No, the Torah Sazama, you can't bring as the point to blow up the Tzad HaShava, because as we said, the Eid Echad is Bahazama. You can destroy his testimony Bahazama. You just can't do to him Kasher Zaman. Ella de Kamer V'tana Tuna Mi Dami. So says Gemara, okay, fine. So far, again, Rabbi Chiya's initial din that when you have Eidim B'Miktas Yechai V'Shvua had two supporting statements. Number one was Kal V'Chomer, and number two was our Mishnah. So we tried to destroy his, we tried to demonstrate what the Kal V'Chomer is, and tried to pound away and try to destroy that Kal V'Chomer. That was unsuccessful, because at the end of the day, we had a valid Kal V'Chomer from the Tzad HaShava. From the Tzad HaShava of both Hodas Piv and Eid Echad. So says Gemara, okay, but now let's destroy the Tana Tuna. Ella to come Vitana Tuna, that which he says Vitana Tuna, that our Mishnah's a support, me dummy, can you really bring a support from our Mishnah of Shnai Milchsin Batalis, that there's an Anan Sahadi on each one owning half, because each one is grabbing half, and therefore it's like Edom on half, but me dummy? Hasam Lamalvi Isle Sa'adi, the love of Lesle Sa'adi, the Lamasak Levelomidi. In the case of Rabbi Chia, where Reuven says Shimon Yomi $100, Shimon says, "Hey, are you nothing into Edom? Say he owes him 50." So there are witnesses to one side; the other side has no witnesses. Because if he had witnesses, if the Lova had witnesses that he doesn't owe him anything, then there would be no room for a Shvua. Then it would be obvious that he's not taking a Shvua. Hacha, but in our case, Kiyechid Anan Sa'adi Bahai, Anan Sa'adi Bahai. Just like we have the Anan Sahadi, which counts as witnesses for the guy holding this end of the talis, we have an Anan Sahadi, which counts as witnesses for the guy holding the other end of the talis. And still you say that you have to swear. So the Mishnah is not a direct limud. The Mishnah does not match directly with Rabbi Chiya's case. If Rabbi Chiya's case were to have Edom on both sides, you would not swear. In our Mishnah, we have Edom on both sides, and you do swear. So the last daf where we're describing Rabbi Chiya's din, we got the wrong din. Our Mishnah is not at all related to Rabbi Chiya's din that we've been talking about until now. There's a totally different din of Rabbi Chiya that relates to our Mishnah. So we're starting fresh. So what statement of Rabbi Chiya are we talking about? Dam Rabbi Chiya, Mani li biyadcha v'alom anecha biyadi el nun zuz veheilach chayev. Let's say a guy said, Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon does not say, I only owe you $50, period. Shimon says, I owe you $50 here. And he just gives back the $50. Now, how do you view Shimon? Is he a modu b'mitzvos and chayev v'shvua? Or do you say, no, the $50 that he gave back wasn't even subject to discussion. He gave it right back. He said, this isn't even an issue, of course. And the other $50 is what you're tithing from him. So the other $50, he's kofar hakol on. And if he's kofar hakol, he's not chayev shvua. So is a modah b'mitzvos with a halach a real modah b'mitzvos, or is it a kofar hakol? So Rabbi Chiya suggests that he's chayev shvua, that it's a real modah b'mitzvos. My taima, halach nami, k'mod b'mitzvos ataina dami. Halach is also modah b'mitzvos ataina. Now, halach, says Rashi, what does halach mean? Lo tseisim ve'in shalcha b'kal malchum sheim, the fourth wide line. Right? I didn't spend them, and they're yours wherever they are. So if you look at Gos Hagra, Gos Aleph on the side of the page, he says, "Avala ran cholik al zeh, because of the milvelot son nitna v'dafka v'pikadon adin kain." He says the Ran disagrees, and the Ran says that you can't say by a loan, "I didn't spend them and they're right where they are." No, a loan is meant to be spent. You're supposed to spend the loan, and therefore it's dafka by pikadon that halach is meaningful. Meaning pikadon is someone gave me something to watch in my house, and I say, "Okay, halach, here it is." Right, that's where we're going to say the concept of halach. But by a loan, it's not shaykh to talk about halach because milva is lo tzadnit. Now, he obviously understands Rashi to be saying otherwise. The Rashi understands that it's shaykh to a loan, that it's shaykh to money. And apparently, Rashi understands that you're only going to say halach if it's the same exact money, if you didn't spend that money yet. But if I spent the money that he gave me and I have different dollar bills to replace it, which is very strange, that's not called halach. Right, that's not, which is unusual. Why should that not be called halach? Okay, anyway, so what does that have to do with our Mishnah? So now back in the Gemara, it explains exactly. V'tana Tuna, and our Mishnah supports Rabbi Chiya's, this is Rabbi Chiya Basraisa, the second din of Rabbi Chiya, the Rabbi Chiya of Davdalid, that halach is also going to be modem b'miksas, is supported by our Mishnah, because Shnayim Ochsim B'talis. Our Mishnah talks about two guys holding on to a talis. V'ach, akivin d'tafis, anan sa'adi d'may d'tafis halachu, that whatever side you're grabbing onto is ki'ilu it's halach, v'ketani yishava. Since it has the same status as the case of halach, and still we see you're going to swear, right? If you look at Rashi, v'tana tuna, kasal kadaituch to the Rabbi Chiya, taima d'masnisu mishum d'anan sa'adi d'may d'tafis d'ilehu, v'avi kemanu li biyadcha v'alomar in l'chabiyadi klum. Right, we're assuming that it's an anan sa'adi, that which I'm holding on to is mine, and therefore I'm saying that you owe me $100, and you're saying I owe you nothing, v'idim idim asosheish l'chamishim, and the idim are being made that I have 50. because that's the Anan Sahadi on the 50. The Kiyidach to Rabbi Chiya de Mechayv Leishvua Daraisa. And it's like the other statement of Rabbi Chiya where you'd be Chayv Leishvua Daraisa. But even though it's like a Halach type of Modem Mitzvahs, still I'm Chayv Leishvua Daraisa. So Rav Sheshes would respond, no. Rav Sheshes Amar Halach Pater. Rav Sheshes says, Halach is not Modem Mitzvahs. Halach is going to be Pater. My time, and why is Halach Pater? Once I say halach, it's like I wasn't even holding on to the money. Meaning, if I come over to you and I say that you owe me $100 and the car that's parked in my driveway is mine, and you say, well, I never said about your car, of course the car parked in your driveway is yours, but I don't owe you $100. So is that kofar hakol or is that modem mitzvahs? So that's not modem mitzvahs. You're not going to be able to tell me that's modem mitzvahs. Because I decided to bring my car into the picture. My car was never involved. I had my car the whole time. You weren't holding on to my car. I wasn't looking at you and saying, I want that car back from you. It was in my driveway the whole time. Anything that's in my possession the whole time is not going to be brought into the cheshbon of modem mitzvahs. So Rav Sheshes says, whenever you have halach, it's kilu, it's in my possession the entire time. Right? That's the point. That's why Rashi says, I never spent it. Right? This is your exact money. I didn't touch it. It's been yours the whole time. And it's kilu, it's the car parked in your driveway. Don't even bring it into the picture over here. In terms of what you're really tidying from me, then I'm kofar hakol. What you really want from me, I'm denying everything. That's Rav Sheshes' view on halach. And the other 50 that you want from me, I'm not moda. So you don't have oda b'miksas. I love sheshes kashem asnisin. But then what's Rav Sheshes can do in our Mishnah? Isn't our Mishnah really a case of halach? And we see that you're chayiv. So I'm like Rav Sheshes masnisin to karnes chachamim. Yeah, the chayiv shua in our Mishnah is not a shua the rice of moda b'miksas. The chayiv shua in our Mishnah is to karnes chachamim, as we've explained. What's the takanas chachamim? We explained in yesterday's daf that we're afraid that if we're not mechayiv gai shua, then everyone's just going to walk around the street, look for someone in a talis, and grab it off his back and say, "Oh, it's mine, kula shali," and he'll be able to end up owning half of it. So we say, "No, we don't want that to happen." So we're going to be mechayiv him a shvua. But in Okinami, it's not a real case of modem mitzvahs. The idach and Rabbi Chiya would respond, "In takanas chachamim, you're right. It is a takanas chachamim in our mission that you have to take a shvua." Umiu iam pishlam midaraisa helechayiv matkini rabban and shvua ken daraisa. If you say that a real case of halach is chayiv, then I understand why in a case that's similar to halach, the Rabbanan will institute a shvua de Rabbanan. Eliyam midaraisa halach pater, but if you say on a daraisa level halach is pater, matkini Rabbanan shvua de lesa de chavasa bidaraisa. What, the Rabbanan are going to make a shvua that doesn't have any parallel on a daraisa level? We have a rule that called the tikkun Rabbanan, ken daraisa tikkun. Whenever the Rabbanan make any sort of takana, they always pattern it after the daraisa. So if you have a shvua daraisa, you could say that the Rabbanan would make a shvua darabanan that's patterned after the shvua daraisa. But if halach is never chayiv in shvua daraisa anyway, then the Rabbanan, in a case that resembles halach of shnei mochsim betalis, would never have dreamt up their own shvua darabanan. Meisvei, so practically gemara. What about the following case? Unusual case. We have a shtar, and the shtar says that you owe me money, but all it really says is sla'im or dinarin. It doesn't say a dollar amount. It just says you owe me dollars. You owe me shekels, right? That's all it says. It doesn't say an amount. So Malva Omer Chamesh, Lova Omer Shalosh. Malva says, yeah, that he owes me $5. The Lova says, no, I owe you dollars, but I owe you $3, not $5. So Shimon Lova says, Omer Hovel the Mitzvah Tiny Shava. Shimon Lova says, well, that's Modem Mitzvahs. He's asking for five, I'm admitting three. You don't have, that's classic Modem Mitzvahs, isn't it? Rabbi Kiva says, no. Enuel Kamesh Vaveda Upater. I don't have to admit to three. It's mamash hashavas aveda by me admitting to three. The shtar support would have supported me if I said two. The shtar says I owe you dollars. Dollars, plural, is two. Right? It doesn't have to mean any more than two. By me agreeing to admit to anything more than two, it's just hashavas aveda. I'm out of the goodness of my heart, I'm being more generous than I have to be by admitting to anything. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya, first from Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and then from Rabbi Akiva, right? The Gemara is going to try to bring a raya to what the halach would be by halach, because we're assuming that we might have a halach case on our hands over here. Katani mihas, Rabbi Shimon Elazar amar hol v'holdim miksatani yishava. Right? Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, this is modem mitzvahs. When I admit to three, and you say I owe five, that is a case of modem mitzvahs. So it sounds like time of damar shalosh. Why is it modem mitzvahs? Because I admitted I owe three, but and that's why I'm chayav v'shvua. Hashtayim, what if I only admitted I owe two, which it already says in the shtar that I owe dollars, so it's got to be at least two that I owe. So had it said, had I said that I owe two, putter, it sounds like I would be putter if I said that I owe two. V'hai shtar dekomodi behelachu, but the existence of a shtar is the same thing as helach, meaning it's saying, look, it's in your possession the whole time because you have a shtar that says that it's true. So that money's in your possession the entire time. So having a shtar is the same thing as helach. Ushmai mina helach putter. So don't you see from there that helach is pater? Because if I would have admitted to what it already says in the shtar, that's an admission of helach. So you see that that helach is pater. Now, if you look at the bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Ushmai mina de helach pater says Tosfos on second. V'imtomar yei neman b'shalosh demigo debay yamar shtayim. Why can't he be believed to say that he owes three and be pater from a shvua? Migo that he could have said he owes two, and he would have been pater from a shvua. Meaning, if you hold helach is pater, and you hold saying that he owes two is helach, right? So then you should be believed that a guy should be believed when he says he owes three, migo that he could have said he owes two. So it says also Yeshlomo Kivin de Helach Pater im Yomer Shtayim Havle Kofra Kol Veina de Meis. No. What's the idea of Helach Pater? It's not stam that it's that even though I'm older mixed us on Pater. No, Helach is Pater because we view every case of Helach as a Kofra Kol. We never say believe the modem mixed us, migo that he could have been Kofra Kol. Because we always assume that to be Kofra Kol takes chutzpah, and he doesn't have that kind of chutzpah. So you never have such a migo. You're never going to say, believe a guy whose mother mixes migo that he could have been Kofra Kol. So you're not going to say, believe a guy that when he says three, migo, he could have said two, and then it would have been a case of helach. Because helach is another word for, if you hold helach pater, then helach is just code word for Kofra Kol. It really means the same thing as Kofra Kol, so there's no such migo. But anyway, so that's the raya the Gemara wants to bring. So you see from here that helach is pater according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar. It says, Gemara lo, liolamei melach shtayim chayiv. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Elazar would say that even if you say that I owe two, you're still going to be chayiv. Why does it say a case that I admit to owing three? Lafukim Rabbi Akiva, to go against Rabbi Akiva. It's dafka to show not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says in the case where I admit three, I'm a meshav aveda. Rabbi Shimon Elazar wanted to emphasize that no, you're not. Shemilazim wanted to emphasize that you're a modem mixas and you're chayiv. You would have been a modem mixas and chayiv even if you admitted too, but he dafka wanted to say that we don't view you as a meshav aveda. So frankly, Mar Ihachir, Shemilazim or Holva, Hodem mixas tiny shava. If Rabbi Shimon Elazar really held that even when I admit to I'm chayiv, then the lashon is a little bit unusual. Why does he use the lashon of Howil, since I'm admitting to a partial claim when I admit three, that's why I'm chayiv? No, what he should have said is, even when I admit three, I'm chayiv v'shvua. Not only when I admit two, am I chayiv v'shvua, even when I admit three, I'm chayiv v'shvua. Ela liolam shtayim pater, v'hel chayiv. Rather, what you have to say is Rabbi Shimon Elazar would hold that if I admit to two, I'm pater. But in a normal case of Halach, Rabbi Shimon Elazar might still hold him chayiv. Why? Isn't admitting to two a case of Halach because you have a shtar? No, v'shayin yachatukam v'sayel eshtara. The shtar is makes it worse. Meaning the fact, if I say Halach, here it is, so then I'm going to be chayiv. That's a real shvus modem mitzvahs. But when I have a shtar, it's so much stronger than just Halach. Halach means it was in my possession the whole time, but here I'm giving it to you now, so it's ki'ilu it was in your possession the whole time. Shtar, it actually is in his possession the entire time, because he has a shtar that I owe him that money. So it's even stronger than Halach. Halach, I might still be chayiv in a shvuah modem mitzvahs, but when there's a shtar, I'm not going to be chayiv in a shvuah modem mitzvahs. Inami or else, mishum davle shtar shibut karkos, vein nishpar nal kfir shibut karkos. Or you're not going to be chayiv in a shvuah by a shtar ever, even though normally Halach is chayiv, that's because there's no shibut karkos. But by a shtar, there's shibut karkos, and you're never going to have to take a shvuah on shibut karkos. So that's one analysis of this brisa. Ika the most of misefa. Others make the diuk in Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva omer einu el kamesh vav. Rabbi Kiva says that when you admit to three, it's the goodness of your own heart. You're being Meshva Veda, and therefore you're Pater. Taim Adamar Shalosh, Hashtayim Chayiv. Makes it sound like, why am I Pater? Because I said three, and I was Meshva Veda, so I went beyond what I had to admit. But had I admitted two, sounds like I'd be Chayiv. That would be a real multiple mixas. But when a moda on what it already says in the shtar, isn't that the same as helach, like we just said before? And you still see shema mina helach chayiv. So you see that according to Rabbi Akiva, helach would be chayiv because he only patters me when I admit to three. Because when I admit to three, I'm being more generous than I need to be, but had I admitted to two, I'd be chayiv as a regular mother mitzvahs, even though it's a case of heilach, sets a raya, says Merlo, the only melach shtayim nami pater. Really, if you admit to two, you're also pater, according to Rabbi Akiva. V'ayidiktani shalosh, the reason why he emphasized that when I admit to three, I'm pater, is the afugit Rabbi Shimon and Lazar, the mother mitzvahs taina havi, v'chayiv. Because Rabbi Shimon and Lazar held that when I admit to three, I'm mother mitzvahs, and therefore I'm chayiv. Rekiva therefore wanted to emphasize that no, you're not. You, even though you are a modern mitzvah, but it's only as a meshav aveda. You didn't have to be modern anything, and since it's a meshav aveda, you're totally pater. It's logical to assume that Rabbi Akiva would hold that when I admit to two, I'm also going to be pater. That I'm not going to be chayiv in a shavua when I admit to two. Why? If you hold it, I'm going to be chayiv a shavua when I admit that I owe $2, then how could Rabbi Akiva say that I'm going to be pater from a shavua when I admit to $3? Hi, Rumi Karmarin. Because then all I'll have to do is a guy will think to himself, Savar, Yamina Shtayim, Beina Shtavuei. If I admit that I owe $2, they're going to make me swear. So why am I going to be a fool and admit that I owe $2 and have to swear, Emes Shalosh Tavi Kameshav Veda Vipater? I might as well admit to owing $3, then they'll view me as a Meshav Veda, as I'm such a generous guy, I'm saying more than I have to, and I'll get off the hook and I won't have to swear to anything. So the guy will always have such a rabba. So you have to say Shtayim is also Pater. The truth is, it's not really such a great harama. Why isn't that such a great harama? Because if I admit to two, yes, I'll have to take a shavua, but how much will I have to pay? If I take that shavua, I'll only have to pay two. If I admit to, by admitting to three, true, I won't have to take a shavua, but now I'm going to have to pay more. Now I'm going to have to pay three, which is fine if you use $2 and $3 and $5, but you know the case could also be $2 million and $3 million and $5 million. So maybe the shavua is worth it for me, meaning maybe I'd be willing to take that shavua in order to get out of having to pay that extra $1 million. So it's a little bit difficult what kind of harama this is. Harama is to get out of something. Over here, this harama is, you know, it's only going to be mechayev me more with this concern for harama. But the Gemara assumes that it's a davar pashut that I would do this. Ela kashon Rabbi Chiya, the bottom line, it's a kashon Rabbi Chiya, shayni hasam to come and say ele shtara. No, Rabbi Chiya's case is different. I mean, the case of the Brice is different than Rabbi Chiya's case, because in the case of the Brice, you have a shtari, or it's not a classic case of Halach, because it's a case of Shibur Karkos, and you never take a Shavua on the case of Shibur Karkos. Masav Marzutra Brid Rav Nachman, Tanu Kelim Karkos, Vahod Bekit. You know what? We'll have to stop there. We'll pick up from Masav tomorrow.